All right, we're going to do it. We're going to do the whole show on pigeons. Yeah, there they are. And this is happening because a while back, I talked about some pigeons who were taught to tell the difference between a Picasso and a Monet. It's weird, but it's actually a thing that happened. And strangely enough, but much to my excitement, a bunch of you sent an email saying, give me more about those birds. So you bet I can. And our jumping off point is the obvious. Lots of people, they hate them. Like, they really hate them. Cities go to war. We ban feeding them. Can I put spikes on windowsills? But why? I mean, why do people hate pigeons? I feel like it's disproportionate to whatever crime they committed against you. And I've got questions. It's Mike here, defender of birds, large and small, because the memes are true. You go through life not really noticing, and then after a certain age, you're bird watching. It just sneaks up on you. It's weird. But pigeons, rats with wings, right? No, wrong.
It basically comes down to PR. They have horrible PR.
Meet Melissa Hill at the Buffalo Bill Center for the West in Cody, Wyoming. She usually works with raptors, so like this is a departure. But she was eating lunch one day. There's a pigeon there doing its thing, going after a French fry. And she thinks,
they really don't look that bad. Why do people hate them?
So, into bird expert mode, eventually she wrote a blog post and then got a call out of left field from yours truly. I put out a couple of those.
Intrigued, to be honest.
Andrea Jones, director of bird conservation, Audubon, California.
Pigeons are actually really interesting birds. A lot of birds don't do well in cities, but pigeons have figured it out.
Yeah, they have. They're all over the place. So we'll talk about that first. And to clarify, lots of pigeons out there, actually, lots of different types, but mostly we're talking about, you know, the generic one, gray, and it's got the green and purple on the neck.
There's about 340 different species in their family. They're doves.
And the ones we have here are rock doves. And pigeons, they are birds of concrete, not birds of trees.
They definitely have been associated with disease and disease spread, which is by and large false.
Pigeons, no more dirty, no more gross than any other bird. They're not a threat to you. It's just you can see what they leave behind. But hey, every bird is doing that.
They poop out in the open and they're eating trash. And so they get this bad rap.
That was basically kind of the first thing that was noted. Like, we have lived with pigeons for thousands of years. And it wasn't really until the 30s that people started like marking them as disgusting or filthy or gross.
I liken them to cats, you know, in that they've just been around humans for a long time and have adapted that way. And so the version we see today is a result of a bird that has been bred and adapted to be around humans, just like cats want to be around humans right now, except when they don't.
I love that disclaimer. What did we need the pigeons for? Well, food, sorry, racing and shooting, again, sorry, and carrying messages. They've done this part for centuries. You've probably heard about it.
They definitely can find their way home from great distances. That's where the homing pigeons, the carrier pigeons became so popular, because you can take them far away from their home and they're going to fly right back.
They can follow magnetic fields in the earth as well as cues from the stars and navigate their way around the landscape. You know, you could put a little note on them and they'll come back.
Yeah, there are actually multiple famous homing pigeons, one from 1918. He got his little leg shot off. He was blinded, but he managed to get back with the message that saved 194 men. The army medics saved his life, and he got a medal. And also, generally, they're just smart birds.
When they see themselves in a mirror, they understand that that's them.
Now, there's variations to the mirror test, but they know it's just not some random bird. They can pick out whether what they're seeing is their reflection or a delayed video. They know, hey, that one moves with me. That's me. Now, Google assignment time. First is rock pigeons. So you can see some, let's call them clean ones, ones that haven't been in and out of trash cans. Check out the neck, the iridescence.
I mean, if you put all things aside and you'd never seen a pigeon before and someone put it in front of you, you would say, that is a really beautiful bird, because their color scheme is incredible.
That really helps spice them up a little bit.
There's a good point. If you weren't trained to not like them, you'd probably think, oh, wow, that's a pretty bird. Now, Google assignment number two, put in pretty pigeon. And then click through these guys on the images. There is one with curly feathers. There's one with a big poof on the back. There's like a rainbow one.
Even though you might see a totally white one, like at a wedding, and you might see the typical gray one out your window, you can see red versions. There are blue shades. You get some that are kind of brown. It's all the same species. They're just different color variations.
Pigeon Appreciation Show. All right, rounding things out here with our finale. Why the hate? Why did we have to say before, take away your preconceived thoughts and look at the bird because it's actually pretty? Well, it turns out there was actually a sociologist who spent a long time looking at this, interviewing all sorts of people in New York, of course, Pigeon Capital. And the consensus was that we might be the problem.
The main theory behind like why people really hate them, it kind of goes along with that pretty thing. We have this idea of what we think our space should look like. You know, this is where this building goes. The street goes perfectly this way. We cut out this square. We plant a tree right here. Over there is the garden. And then the pigeons come in because they also like it.
But we don't like that they like it. That's what this study found. We think of these spaces as our spaces because we built them. This doesn't fit with the image. More than the other animals, pigeons come into, quote, people places. It's not their fault that they like streetlights more than trees. But we end up thinking, what's the deal with this bird? Why won't it leave? The audacity of this bird to live here in my town. And that's the theory. Pigeons have the audacity to be seen.
Yeah, I've read similar things to that, and I think there's probably some truth to that.
Somehow we have found ourselves in a place where we say rats have the decency to scurry under the building, but how dare this bird walk up to me asking for a handout?
We could flip that on its head and think of them as our street sweepers, helping clean up the sidewalks and the parks.
And with pigeons, we brought them to the United States. They are not native birds. We brought them here because we wanted them like we remembered having them back in Europe.
So do you like them now? Would you take a couple crackers to the park, or are you worried they're going to swarm you? They are pretty fast. I realize I never did the art thing I just mentioned it at the top. It was Japanese scientist in the 90s, gave food for the right answers, Picasso or Monet. The birds got there with like 90% accuracy, and then they took the colors out to try to account for that, and they still got it, so they knew the style of the painters. You can find that study on a list of research papers that sound fake, but are not. You got questions? You want to talk about birds or whatever? I've got questions at audacy.com, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Our 50th episode, 50, is next week. Can you believe that? We're going to climb Mount Everest. I'll see you then.